Newsbreak podcast.
I was shocked simply because people have spoken to him a few days ago and he seemed fine. I spoke with his wife immediately after he passed away and she said that unfortunately he had a few difficulties over the last few days. He just passed away.
Tubby was known for his strong stance and a love for sport, but in your time working with him, what would you say drove him in his position as the CEO of Sascock?
He was very passionate. He was passionate about sport. He came from volleyball, but he knew all the sports simply because he was a school teacher and he was organized in sports activities in the past. He played a very important role in Noxa and thereafter in Sascock. He held the Olympic movement together in South Africa for a long while it had not a very stable condition. In fact, many of the sponsors after I left disappeared. Tubby managed to get the sponsors back. He got back the Chinese sportswear company called 361. He got back South African Airways. And he got back a few other sponsors. He was very, very successful in whatever he did. He played a very important role in facilitating activities between various federations. And that was his strength. He had a very good relationship with all Olympic Committee federations in South Africa. And that played a very important role in where we were going and how we were going.
And on a personal level, what are some of your more fond memories of Mr. Reddy?
He was wonderful to me. He looked after me whenever I wanted. In fact, when I turned 75, he organized a wonderful birthday present for me. He got all my colleagues. He got some of the top people in the sporting world to commemorate my 75th anniversary. That indicated how close we were.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.